back for round three.
Four.
Three. We deleted the other one.
Remember? Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was so bad we just deleted it.
That was really pathetic.
Jesse's to my right.
I'm here.
Matt's talking.
Happy Labor Day.
It's Labor Day. We're working on Labor Day.
Feels like
for CVE Corp.
It feels like a Sunday, though.
Because the blog life's a grind. It does feel like Sunday.
I woke up at 10:30, so that was the latest I ever slept in.
That's super late.
Well, bro, back in high
school. I woke up at 7:30 and watched a Bitcoin documentary.
A what?
Bitcoin.
What's that?
You know, like the online currency?
No.
It's not backed by a government?
Oh.
I'll explain it to you sometime.
I thought it was like North Korea bombing, trying to bomb Guam or whatever.
Quite the opposite, actually. Has nothing to do with that. So, we'll just move on, because Jesse has no clue what Bitcoin is.
No politics talk in this podcast.
It's not even politics!
What?
You brought politics into it.
Well, sorry, I was saying whatever, okay.
Forget it.
Alright.
Moving on.
College football happened this weekend.
College football did happen this weekend.
And our UC Bearcats, won't say barely beat Austin Peay, but it was a struggle on Thursday night.
Did you hit your head on something?
No, why?
You look like you have a big knot on your forehead. We're up. I say up, and you move your hand to the right. That would, if I said right.
But I don't feel no.
That's because you're not even touching it. There.
That's just like a either
your brain, your head's just formed that way.
Oh, I just have a big head.
Are you trying to grow horns like Hellboy?
Excuse me.
Have you ever seen the movie Hellboy?
I've seen like half of it.
Okay, well he has horns.
Oh really?
The fuck?
Okay. It's Monday, bro.
God.
All right. Back to recapping the Austin Peay game. We were there on Thursday night, and the Luke Fickell era kicked off, and it was a struggle for the offense. I'm not going to lie. Hayden Moore was struggling. He was overthrowing passes, and I felt like the running game didn't get started till the second half. Like, I thought throughout the whole first half, it was basically shotgun, quick pass, shotgun, quick pass. Now, I get Luke Fickell wants to spread out the ball, which is fine. We want to spread offense, but at least I want to get Mike Boone started. So, but in the first quarter, it was 0-0. So I'm thinking to myself, UT Martin all over again like last year. But then again, I keep telling myself, and Bearcat fans need to chill out, you can't replace 4 years of trash by Tuberville and expect this team to roll around and like win 80-3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like not going to happen.
I don't understand why people have this crazy idea in their head that we come out and be guns blazing like we were against, like during the BK era or even Butchon.
No,
you can't fix, you can't transform the ideology of a program that's been messed up for 4 years in, you know, 8 short months. Like, it's just not happening. You're going to have to give some time, and he's got to get his people in there. Because he inherited a team that was recruited by Tommy Tuberville, kind of. Because he kind of didn't recruit at all. There's some really good players on this team. There's some really not great players on this team that, unfortunately, are the best players at the moment.
I won't say they're not good players. It's just,
they're not the best position players out there.
Right.
Quarterback play is, I mean, that's pretty blatant.
Maybe timing was off, but still, Hayden Moore's a
genius. His timing was off. He led his receiver by 80 yards.
I know. I was there. Okay, we were both watching.
Receivers at the pylon. He threw at the field goal post.
I know.
Like, there's a 25-yard lead there.
I mean, the reason why Ross Trail didn't start, I mean, he didn't get action because Fickell said during the presser before the game that if the game was a blowout, he would have, you know, come in. He was available.
Well, we should have just put him in.
I'm about to, like, throw up or something?
No, I burped.
Jeez.
Tried to not do it right in the microphone.
So what was Hayden's final stats of the game?
17 for 28, 151 yards, 5.4 average, 3 touchdown passes, no interceptions.
You know, we didn't turn the ball over, so, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, but, your 5.4 average, that can't be your average. Mike Boone rushed for an average of 5.3 yards a carry.
Ooh.
Your rushing shouldn't be more than your passing. We need to throw the ball downfield. We have wide receivers that can run.
Yeah, we didn't do that as much, which I was really surprised.
Did it like once.
Did we?
Maybe not even once.
No.
Could just straight up be lying.
Because we got Devin Gray, who's really good. We got
Khalil.
Khalil. Did he call a touchdown pass? Yeah, I believe he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, Khalil caught one, and okay. Thomas Geddes, okay.
Yeah, I think he caught the first one of the game.
And Cogswell caught another one.
Tight end, gotcha. So, yep. I mean, the running game improved in the second half. Did we rush for over 100 yards? I think we did.
What's that? Yeah, Boone rushed for 100 yards exactly.
Yeah, so Boone had a good second half. So, you know, the defense played well. There was a little bit too much chippiness. I think there was a lot of personal fouls that, you know, I guess we were so hyped that we couldn't control our emotions. And I know Luke addressed that after the game. So, you know, I don't think that will happen again, but, you know, I like how we can tap.
He had 7 penalties for 70 yards.
Yeah, but.
Austin P had 10 for 87.
Okay. Gotcha.
They kicked our ass in time of possession, though.
Well, obviously, because they kept doing the quarterback run the whole time, and it was just killing us, especially on third and long where you knew that, are they going to pass? No, they're going to keep the QB one because UC couldn't stop it, but at least our defense can tackle, which is just, that didn't happen at all during the Tuberville era, especially last year. What else? But I was encouraged by the defense. I know Gantz had a bad day. He missed an extra point and a field goal. That's not going to happen. Bro was out for the whole year last year, so give him a chance. He's going to be fine.
Give him a chance.
Yeah,
give him a chance.
He'll be fine. Overall, what would you give the performance?
Out of 10?
Well, how about a grade?
A grade?
Yeah.
A C+.
Yeah, I give it around a C.
It was middle of the road. Yeah. I didn't leave impressed, but I didn't leave dejected.
No, I wasn't.
Not like some of the people in our section that were like, thought that this was the national championship game.
I know,
game.
Right?
Dudes were like screaming.
It's like, chill
at the
out.
Team. It's like, hey, listen, bro, they're 18 to 22.
And this
you're
is
57.
The,
calm down.
This is the first game of the Fickle era.
Yeah.
Can you, like, chillax?
Don't say chillax.
Why?
Because it's not 2007.
Chill, bro. Chill. 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 You know, Biggie, chill. So what's happening this Saturday at noon on ABC?
The Bearcats are headed to the Big House.
Is this the first time playing against Michigan ever?
I'm going to just say yes. Ooh. And we're just going to go with that because I don't feel like doing the stat research for
it. I believe it is. I think it's the first time playing Michigan. And
find out.
Michigan should be, they were ranked 11th to start the season, and
they'll be top 10.
So, excuse me. So they already beat Florida, which is trash. So, so UC will be playing on the road against a top 10 team in their home opener against over 100,000 fans, the Big House.
Noon, no previous matchups.
Noon. Okay. It's the first ever meeting. Thoughts?
Thoughts?
Honestly, and I'm not nervous.
I'm not nervous.
I'm just, like, intrigued to see what they can do.
33-point underdogs.
Yeah, I mean, they
I said bet against the spread. I stand by that. It's not going to be 33 points. We'll keep it closer than that. Michigan can't. Their quarterback has to stay in the pocket. So he's not going to run on us.
What's his face?
Spate.
Yeah.
Wilton Willow.
If we can get pressure Wilson. On him, because I feel like defense, yeah, something about
what the fuck's his name? It's like Wilton Spate or some shit like that.
Something like that. It doesn't really matter.
God damn. Yeah, it does. Don't bother me now.
But no, we gotta keep him in the pocket, get pressure. I know that running game did really well against Florida, but Florida's trash.
Very
and
much.
Florida
so,
was
yes.
missing 12 players, and three of them were the
yeah,
key
Wilton.
Offense. Wilton Spate, right?
Yeah.
And three of the players Florida were missing on that game was key to the offense. So, and I believe we do have a better offense than Florida. So,
I don't know. I don't. Okay.
I think so. Florida's probably. Overrated.
They're deep. Oh, Florida. Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking
about
Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're overrated.
We have a better.
I feel like we left a lot in the Austin Peay game. I feel like we were just saving up for this game.
Looking ahead.
Looking ahead.
Could be. Let's hope so.
I'm not actually. You know what? Forget
I mean,
we're looking ahead to Miami.
Wilton only tossed for 181 yards, and they only rushed for 114.
So Michigan was impressive, but I won't. It didn't really jump up at me. I'm just like, okay,
right?
They're playing Florida, so.
Damn.
If David can beat Goliath, then And if Appalachian State can go into the Big House...
Stop comparing us to But yeah, don't compare us to Appalachian State.
All I'm saying is that it can happen.
I mean, it could. It won't.
I don't know. I'm really optimistic.
Why?
I don't know. You know what? This Saturday is going to be a good weekend because, you know, UC's going to beat Michigan. Oklahoma's going to beat Ohio State.
And oh, that game is this weekend?
Yeah. Baker Mayfield's going to tear up Columbus and break their freaking hearts. And then, you know, NFL starts on Sunday. Who cares?
I know you're looking forward to this NFL season.
You text me during the Bengals game, I'm going to be like, dude, I'm not watching the game. I'm literally on my laptop or I'm sleeping.
I'm texting you during the Bengals game.
I won't respond. I won't even be
tweeting. Is the game here or there?
It's there.
Who are they playing?
The Ravens.
Oh, that's a loss. L.
Actually, that could be their first win. That could be one of the three wins this year.
L. They're going to get three wins this year?
I've been saying that since the draft. 3-13.
Well, the Bengals apparently think that they're going to be on top of the world.
Don't every fan or player or coach or media member think that? They're always going to be on top of the world, but they end up choking because Marvin Lewis and Mike Brown still part of the organization.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of the Bengals.
We know.
I'm a member of the media, and I think they're going to lose.
Oh, man. So, excuse me.
Jesus.
So, prediction score for the Michigan game?
48.
Whoa!
Michigan.
What?
37 Cincinnati.
Wow, so you're saying shootout.
I mean, a little shootout. Not a big shootout.
Bruh, 48-37, that's a shootout.
It's not a shootout.
Out of here. You know what?
What?
I'm predicting that.
You're not predicting an upset.
Dave versus Goliath. Appalachian State. USA versus Soviet Union. What are the upsets? George Mason going to Final Four.
Leicester City.
Whatever.
Soccer 2 years ago.
I don't care.
They won the... Okay.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Not cultured.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no.
Go across the pond. Soccer's America's next game, Jesse.
Okay, whatever.
You should join the Bailey. Get on the board.
Howard Bean, you know... Howard was a 40-point underdog.
Who?
Howard.
Oh, I thought you said Howard Bean. I was like, who the fuck is Howard Bean?
And then Liberty Bean Baylor. Cincinnati... On Saturday, September the 9th, 2017, will upset Michigan. You heard it here. 33-point underdogs? Get out of here.
I don't know if we can put this out.
Huh?
So I don't even know if we can put this podcast out.
Put this podcast out because when we come back to do this on, what, Sunday? You'll thank me later. Like in Drake's album. You'll thank me later. UC beats Michigan. It can be UC wins or Michigan blows out UC. I'm picking UC to beat Michigan.
What's the score?
There will be no score. Because I told myself this year I'm not going to get out scores for games. I'm just going to just...
That sounds like a guy that's not confident in his pick.
I am confident. I am...
Don't start...
100% confident.
You just went all Darren Revelle. I don't feel out of bracket because then I can't get mad that my bracket sucks.
Don't you ever compare me to Darren Revelle.
That's what you're doing right now.
UC beats Michigan. You heard
name
it
a
here.
Score.
UC beats Michigan.
Name a score. We're not moving on until you name
You'll
a score.
You'll see the score when I write my blog for this week.
No one's reading that. Just say it now.
People are reading it? Freak out of here. No one's reading about no cooking recipe of yours.
That was just a joke, though.
Yeah, a joke that no one's going to read. They'll be like...
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Trash. No, it was last week.
3 weeks ago.
The cookie recipe.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
I saw that. I was like, nah.
I never read anything on our own website.
I know you don't. But you're the owner of the blog. What a shame.
Damn shame.
UC beats Michigan. That's all I'm going to say.
Name a score.
You want a score?
Yes.
UC will have the most points by the end of the game.
What a fuck. Jesus, I had to deal with this. Everybody's like, oh, that blog is so much fun. You guys even have to go along, so great, blah, blah, blah. This is what I had to deal with all the time. Non-committal ass.
UC beats Michigan. David versus Goliath.
Is our band going?
I guess.
But I know, hail I know, to the victor.
I know man. The tailgaters are going to be up there. Republican Cincinnati, Dunedin.
I will not be making the trip to Michigan.
I know. Unfortunately, won't be. But I'll be watching on...
Because it's noon.
Yeah, noon.
And I'm not getting up in the morning to drive there.
No. I wish it was like a 7 o'clock game or... I don't know. Will we be going to Oxford?
Maybe. I just looked at... Stay with us for a second. Stay Riveting Radio podcast.
Riveter Radio.
Riveting.
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 Oh. Okay, sorry.
Oh, that game's an 8 o'clock kickoff?
I think we...
Prices have dropped to $34, though.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't even want to pay $34 to go to that game.
Actually, that's going to be a good game. I think Miami's better this year. And they got a quarterback, too.
Trash. They lost. I know a girl that goes to Miami. Maybe I can get her to get us tickets.
They lost. Did she go to school there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to text her right now. Keep talking.
I think Miami lost to Marshall in their home, not home opener, their regular season opener yesterday. Close game. And we play Marshall at home, which will be our second home game in like in a month.
Yeah, we don't play Marshall September until September 30th.
Yeah, so.
I guess we're going to go to that game.
Yes, we got to. It's been a month.
Yeah.
In between games, sheesh.
I know I'm not going to be able to attend one of those.
It's a layoff.
We have three home games in a row, UCF, SMU, and Marshall. Marshall, UCF, SMU.
You're already here.
All right.
UC beats Michigan.
Moving on.
You heard it here.
Isaiah Peters at the game Thursday night.
Oh, that made me want to cry when they...
Good moments.
...showed his highlights and everything. You know what?
What?
The UC sound system... It's still garbage. Like, he had the microphone on trying to...
Well, it's not the sound system's fault. That's the microphone.
The microphone. And he was just like, you know...
The microphone was on. It's just hard to hear yourself down there.
I know, but I'm just like, come on, man. Everyone shut up. It's a big moment.
How nice was that new video board?
It's nice. The bass was nice. That's the thing that got me. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's huge. Even though I had to, like, keep turning my neck and be like...
Whoops.
Whoops. But no, I like the video board. Shout out to the Ruckus. They showed up.
Yeah, shout out to the Ruckus for showing up. Shout out to everyone that bought regular season or season tickets that didn't fucking come.
There's a lot of empty seats.
What
was the total attendance?
I don't know. I honestly didn't pay attention to if they announced it or not. It should be on here.
Probably like, quote unquote, 32K.
32, you think?
Yeah, I'm guessing 32.
I don't know. I think that's being optimistic.
Well, then Bone said that he was estimating 35K.
Mike Bone also has 8 eyes. Thinks that everything is going to be better than it is.
And has the
It doesn't say.
Has the weirdest handshakes ever.
I witnessed a weird handshake when we were there, too. He just flat out grabbed this dude's wrist and shook his hand that way. Like, it's like his thing.
It's like when Fickell came out the plane after, you know, being announced as a coach and going to his interview. He's like...
30,831.
Boom!
Whoa!
Boom! He's like, how you doing? He's like, whatever. How you doing, Luke? And he's just like... Luke came in for the handshake, grabbed his wrist. I'm like, all right.
But, okay, once again, he said 35,000 plus, and we had 30,000 plus.
Well,
I need Mike Bone to stop lying to us.
Well, how about the fans show up?
Yeah.
And quit going to bars to watch freaking Ohio State, Indiana, because I bet some of them fans were doing that. You know, quote-unquote, UC fans, you know.
Fans.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of triggered Ohio State fans on Twitter.
Like, oh.
Snowflake. Blizzard warning, snowflakes are triggered.
Seriously, like, when you're saying that, don't use letter M, I'm like, excuse me, how old are we?
Dude, they all think that that's, like, a legitimate thing.
They think it's so bad. We're not going to use the M all week, so.
Yeah.
Even when we do our daily stuff, it's like,
Hardo.
Okay.
I don't like. The governor put out a whole press release where he didn't use the letter M. I want to crumple it up and throw it in his face.
Childish.
And churlish.
Don't use the letter M. Use the letter M.
Use the letter
M. Do not say the team up north. You're playing Michigan. Stop.
Michigan.
Michigan. And we're going to beat Michigan, too.
Are we?
And I'm going to say it for the last time. You heard it here in the CVE podcast. Let's move on.
Sad news.
We need sad news.
Moment of silence.
You know what?
Shut up. Moment of silence. All right. The moment of silence is over. Quad Squad.
Just say Quadri Moore.
The leader of Quad Squad, in fact. The self-appointed president. He's not aware of this, but he is.
He is aware.
Probably. Has left the University of Cincinnati. He's decided to transfer.
Oh!
And it's honestly a really sad day.
I was really sad.
Thoughts and prayers. T's and P's.
Stop.
To everybody.
I was really upset because...
I'm actually legitimately sad about it because he deserved a better shot.
Yeah, I felt bad. Like, obviously, there were so many good players on the team. Like, he didn't get any enough playing time, obviously.
I mean, he was a 4-star coming out of high school.
That still boggles my mind.
Yeah. And he, like, he showed it in against Tulane.
Woo! Like, 17.
But didn't show it in the other 35 games.
Well, because either he didn't play or he played limited minutes, and usually Quadri would take the unnecessary shots and then, you know, he'll get thrown into the bench. My favorite Quadri Moore moment, beside the Tulane game, is when he came in against Kentucky in the NCAA tournament game. He clanked a three. Kentucky went in transition. I think Devin Booker passed a pass to...
It's generally what happened. You could just say pass the ball.
Pass the ball to Willie Cauley-Stein. And
is Willie Cauley-Stein playing the league?
Yeah, the Sacramento Kings.
Man, I didn't know
that. And Quadri got...
posterized,
basically. We can see that. Is there a video of that?
I'm afraid if I click off.
Hey, okay, it doesn't matter.
No, nope, already going.
Okay. Quadri.
Who the fuck is that?
Well, you're on CNN.
You ever get text messages from numbers and you're like, who's that?
What did they say? Just type in.
Of course you do. What does that even mean?
Huh? No, he did not. Okay.
Right, this is literally the first one.
Okay. Oh man, were we winning?
Oh boy, here it comes.
Well, we were until that dunk.
I mean, he got excited, wanted to, you know, take a three against the then undefeated Wildcats.
Those uniforms were awful.
Those were trash. Oh my gosh.
Adidas.
Ugh.
What the hell are you doing?
So, where do you think Kaji's gonna go and play in his senior year?
I don't know. I would assume like a D3 school. Because then he can play immediately.
They can play at Tulane.
Tulane not going to take him.
He destroyed Tulane.
Yeah, they're not going to take him, though.
Why not? He watched. He goes to Xavier.
That would be... I'd kill him.
So, Weston Priest, the Quad Squad. I'm going to miss you, Quad. And someone's coming up.
So, now we have a scholarship spot open, though.
I know, yeah. So, there you go, Matt.
You want me to get on the team?
Listen, you're tall.
6'4".
We just got to get your layups intact. Gosh.
Don't question my layups. It's
pretty bad.
I got good layups.
No.
Yes?
It's pretty
Moving on. Oh. This goddamn dog. You're a horse. Get out of here. Fuck. 16. All right.
Next.
Brian Price back as a Reds manager. 2018.
I have no... Honestly, you're for it?
Yes! Are you not for it?
I don't really care.
Okay.
I don't care.
If you were going to say no, I was going to say, get the fuck out of here.
Actually,
I have the dog on the podcast.
Actually, at first, when I saw that C. Trent tweeted that he was coming back, I'm like, ugh. But I'm just like, who cares? It's to the point where I'm just like, all right. While jockeying, he pretty much messed this all up, so.
Yeah, you want to blame somebody, blame Walt Jockety. He's an idiot. He went all in on 2012 for nothing.
Right.
He sacrificed the future of the club to win then and didn't win.
Nope.
So now we're stuck rebuilding because Walt is an idiot.
Is he the advisor or something right now?
Yeah, that's what the title they gave him. I don't know if he actually does any advising.
Oh, really?
Steve, what are you doing?
Oh.
Gosh.
But you think 2018 will be a much better year for the Reds?
I mean, I hope so. I hope it's better than this year.
This year they had moments.
They had moments.
Was 7-2.
7-2.
And then
9-16.
And then we lost like 10 in a row. So
I mean, if the NL Central is trash again next year, the Reds have a pretty good shot of competing if they have some starting pitching. Because right now, they don't have any of that.
They have Castillo and that's it.
Homer was pretty good today.
Ah.
Guess who wasn't good today?
The bullpen?
Yeah. Who? Specifically.
Who?
You know who. Lorenzen.
Shut.
He's trash. You can't even justify that he's good. I'd love to hear your justification for him being good right now, because he has been awful pretty much the entire year.
Are you serious?
A thousand percent serious.
The first half of the season, he was our best pitcher coming out of the bullpen.
And then he tanked.
He didn't tank. First of all, you have not been watching any Reds games, obviously.
I've been watching plenty of Reds games.
Oh, okay. Pull up the stats then.
I'm pulling them up right now.
He is not the worst pitcher in the pen. Most holds, Lorenzen.
I don't give a fuck about holds.
Most wins, Lorenzen.
That's because the bullpen is starting. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're upset.
You're an idiot. Okay, he struggled.
Regular season.
Okay, he struggled in the second half. Okay.
4.17 ERA. Okay. Not ideal for a middle.
He struggled, okay? You think that's the worst on the team?
4 blown saves.
That ERA is probably the best out of the whole pitching staff.
That's a lie.
That's not a lie.
4.17. Rossiel Iglesias, 2. Tyler Mahle, 2.5.
He just got called
Luis
up last
Castillo,
week.
Castillo, 3.32.
Okay.
Wandy Peralta.
And limited starts.
Wandy Peralta. He started 14 games.
Okay.
Wandy Peralta, 63 games played, 3.92. Brandon Finnegan.
That's even okay. Finnegan's out for the year.
Drew Storen. Trash. 4.1.
So basically, your assumption of Michael Lorenzen being trash, you're... No.
He is!
No.
If I was starting a club today, Michael Lorenzen would not be on the club. Make me general manager. Lorenzen, gone.
I will not watch any games. I don't want fake fans like you to be watching this team. You're going to put out a trash lineup on the field.
We don't have time for haters.
A lot of trash. Dump.
You're going to hate us.
Walt Jocketty.
Because you ain't us.
Walt Jocketty Sr. Get out of here. This ain't high school. They hate us because we ain't us. Are you kidding me?
That's like a really rich thing. Mason to say.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm
saying. Hate us because you ain't
us. Like a Mason thing.
Oh, yeah. You hate us because you're not white and privileged. Well, you're not white, but you get the fucking point. I literally said that and then I was like, Jesse's not white.
I know I'm not.
Alright.
Reds will be fine. It's just gonna take time. 2020 is the year, which I hope.
2019.
Or it'll be never.
Last topic.
Was going to be waiting for the whole time. Dang.
Vontaze Burfict. 3-game suspension instead of 5-game suspension. 3-game suspension for a legal hit on a Chiefs player 3 weeks ago in a preseason game. But his name is Vontaze Burfict.
Burfict. But Adam Jones gets 1 game for telling a cop, I hope you die tomorrow. And he spit it at nurse. And he spit it at nurse.
Yep.
So.
Adam Jones, in my opinion, trash human being. There's nothing redeeming.
Like, he can be a good dude, and then it's just like, he'll think, yeah, man, I'm a thug. Yeah, I run these streets. You don't run anything. No. No, shut up.
Do you not think he runs anything?
He thinks he runs the city. This is my city. Bruh, you were drafted by the Tennessee Titans. This is your third team. He's been in Cincinnati for like almost, what, like...
Too long.
Oh,
too long.
09, something like that?
Still too long.
So Vontaze will miss the Ravens game, the Texans game, and then when they play Green Bay.
I don't know.
Maybe that could be the third
game. The Texans are definitely going to beat the Bengals.
Bengals are going to win against the Ravens, then lose the rest of their games, probably.
The Bengals are 1-15. A trash organization. they play the Packers week 3. CBS. That's a prime game on CBS.
Oh, I'm sleeping.
Boom. Huh?
Oh, gosh. That means it's going to be Jim Nance and Tony Romo.
Yeah.
This is going to be weird saying all these years. Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nansen. I'm
Tony Romo. Is Phil Sims still calling games for CBS?
No, he's done.
He is?
Yeah.
Not on any other broadcast?
I guess he's doing, like, that TV show, like, on CBS Sports Network.
Boomer and Carton?
No, like, every Monday, they do, like, Monday Quarterback, where they, like, review games and stuff.
Why do people watch those kind of shows?
No one watches it, though.
No, they do. That's why they keep making all these stupid shows. Sunday NFL Matchup is one of the worst shows on television with Jaws and Hodge. Merrill Hodge. God, that show's so boring. How do people watch that for a half an hour every Sunday morning? There's a reason they put it on at 7 o'clock. It's just to shut those two fuckers up because no one's watching it. Like, here, do this. Get out of our hair for a while.
I really believe that Tim Tebow will be the franchise quarterback.
Colin Kaepernick will be the greatest player of all time.
When he said that, I was like...
2.5 years later, out of the league. Lost all of his arm strength.
Unfortunately. I'm still for Kaepernick, though.
Oh, yeah, I think he should be on a team. But,
no reason. Done. Yeah. Well,
done with him.
Obviously. So, NFL will not make a ruling on Zeke, so he's pretty much suspended for 6 games then.
Did you see Zeke testified under oath that he did drugs at Ohio State?
Yeah, marijuana and cocaine.
Never got caught for it.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's a perfect case of Ohio State just turning a blind eye. Nope, drug tested him. Didn't come back with anything. He's got powder on his nose. Yeah, he's eating powdered donuts this morning. He's fine. Stupid. I hate Ohio State.
That's crazy.
I hate any like big football town or state.
Like Texas.
They cover up everything. Yeah, Texas.
Trash.
Texas covered up an assault on a woman and a DJ. Both times, I was like, nope, nothing happened. Nobody wants to talk. Oh, okay.
That state's just... Let's be sensitive, okay? Hurricane just ripped through that friggin' state. Well, down.
Huh?
Let's be sensitive to Texas right now. Hurricane just ripped through that state.
No, we'll be sensitive to Houston.
Houston, okay. All right. Screw you, Dallas. Screw yeah, you, Corpus Dallas. Crispy.
No, Corpus Crispy got hit.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Screw you, Corpus Crispy.
Screw you, Austin. Yeah. Alright, cool. Corpus Crispy.
Christy. What? Corpus Christy.
Corpus Christy.
Yes, not crispy.
Rice Krispy Kreme.
Rice Krispy Kreme?
That's what I thought.
What is that? What even is that?
That's a food!
A Rice Krispy Kreme?
Oh, that's a donut, right?
No, I don't even know what that is. Oh. I think you just made it up.
Like, Krispy Kreme donuts. That's what I meant to say. I didn't mean to say rice.
Krispy Kreme donuts. Okay, that makes sense. Gotcha. I thought you were trying to make Rice Krispy donuts. I was like, that's disgusting.
No, ew.
What did you make donuts stuffed with Rice Krispies?
I'll eat it.
It'd be a very chewy donut. All right, you got anything else? This is a short podcast this week.
This is a record.
We don't have anybody calling in.
Dang.
We don't have anybody.
We got people wearing our shirts, though.
Yeah, shout out to the Cam. That kid. He has one. There's three new CVE logo shirts in existence. I have one, you have one, and Cam has one. And somehow people found that one at Woody's on him. So, shout out to that.
And Brett was wearing
the... And Brett for wearing the original CVE shirt, which I don't even have one. So
I have the tank.
I have the tank, too.
But it's all probably all old and raggedy now.
Yeah, I think mine's in the closet. But I guess we can put those shirts on sale, like if people want them. Maybe. I don't know if people want them. If you do...
I think that should be like a special thing.
Like just us?
Wait, how did Cam get his?
Remember he was waving that UC flag at the Ohio State game.
That's right, okay. I don't know. That should be like for like if people come on the podcast, you'll get a shirt. If you write for us.
I think if you write for us.
Right.
The podcast doesn't really make us any money yet, so.
But if people are like, if somebody does anything like cool, I'd be like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, if you do what Cam did and you go to Ohio State and wave a flag in front of the stadium during the game and get on ESPN because of that, you're probably going to get a shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna get a new shirt anyways.
If you're a girl, you're probably not gonna get a shirt. Sorry.
Savage.
I thought about doing shirts for like wake up call girls, and then I was like, nah.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Get a koozie.
I can't wait.
I got a really good idea for that. We'll have to do it off air. We'll have to tell you about it off air. So we got to wrap this up.
Okay.
So, follow us on Twitter at what? Oh, sorry. I was watching TV and it said Sports Bay Area and I was like, that's not AT&T Park.
Definitely not.
That's Colorado. Follow us on Twitter at Cincy vs Everyone. Facebook Cincy vs Everyone. Instagram Cincinnati vs Everyone.
Finally,
we've been posting on there a lot recently.
Finally.
And that's it. I don't have anything else.
And UC's beating Michigan on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Done? Done.
Done.